This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Joel Skousen's our guest. We're fighting Big Brother.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now we're back.
Now, live from Austin, Texas.
All right.
Alex Jones.
This is a short 5-minute segment. I want to come back, take calls, get to other news I haven't covered yet. The whole program is accelerating. It's gone from them denying this planetary plan to admitting it's a planetary takeover. And that it's even authoritarian, as the Financial Times of London did a few years ago, but saying it's a good totalitarianism, while separately attacking us for saying it's not a good plan. Joel Skousen, this is a short segment. I want to give you the floor to finish up getting into free will, why they're attacking it. They claim they're here to empower people. The truth is they're openly here to enslave people and ultimately end humanity as we know it. And you were getting into this attack on free will, and then at the highest level of the pyramid, the Satan wants to play God because he wants to escape judgment as well, not just his minions.
Well, you know, you talk about empower, the promise of empower. There's a lot of subtle enticements that this satanic conspiracy operates. Very few at the top level, except the top level, I think, have a revelatory relationship with Satan. You know, there's this generational effect in this conspiracy. It goes on generation after generation. No single person could design a system of conflict so complex that would exceed his lifetime three times and plan that and see that it's carried forth. It has to be revelatory in nature. But most of the people at the second and third and fourth level down from the hierarchy, they use all kinds of inducements, climbing the ladder, wine, women, song, the promise of immunity, other things to keep people. They even hire mostly just predictable people that they don't have to tell there's a conspiracy operating. They will do the liberal agenda because they've shown that proclivity. But for the general public, they promise empowerment. But what that really means is empowerment through government power, through linking yourself with government. That's how they lure in these corporations. We give you first contracts and think we'll make you wealthy. In fact, you cannot hardly compete nowadays in a tough economy without government contracts and these insider relations. So it's empowerment through government. The free market runs on the empowerment through good judgment, through the proper use of self-control, through listening to conscience rather than a rule-making approach. It's a very fluid thing. And the serious thing about this conscience that I've been talking about is that these meds that are mood-altering drugs actually, I have found, deaden the center of the mind which receives divine inspiration. It deadens it. And that's why there's such a very interesting relationship between these mood-altering drugs and the withdrawal from them that allows Satan to come in and have near total compulsion there to drive people to suicide and do other evil things such as been happening. But going back to what I was saying, about the immunity pact that makes this drive, at the highest levels, there's this promise of making you safe from the judgments of God, and that's very attractive to a lot of people who have a lot of sins. And, you know, there's a vision that Isaiah had about this in Isaiah chapter 14, where he talks about seeing all of the great and powerful in prison, in the chains of hell, and that kind of gives you an indication that the great and powerful of the world will get that way because of this pact with Satan, the Faustian pact, if you will. And then they see Satan descend, or he that was going to thrash the world with the power of his hand, descend into hell in chains, and they realize the jig is up. He's not going to be able to save them, and they utter, "Art thou become low like unto us?" I think that's a type and a parable of indicating that of this pact that's been going on since the beginning of the time. Work with me and I'll promise to dethrone God. You won't suffer the chains of hell. Then they see him eventually descend into hell and they realize it didn't work.
They are so deceived, though, in my gut, in my spirit, but historically as well. You can see the fall of tyrants always comes. You can see that the elite are following Lucifer. Don't they know he will fall?
They don't. it works. What I'm just saying, he lures in a lot of people. And
yeah, but I can see being lured by sin. I mean, we're all sinners, but I know it's bad. I know it loses. I guess they've been given over to great delusion. Powerful interview with Joel Skousen. More straight ahead. Wow.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
And that's what these big evil wars are about. Blood sacrifice to the god of this world. You know, Satan has already fallen. But he'll have another fall and not be in control of this planet anymore. And look, I have a personal relationship with Christ. I know this stuff's true. I infiltrated Bohemian Grove, the only person to ever get in and out and not get arrested. I'm not bragging. That was God's hand in that. I was questioned by the Secret Service and by sheriff's deputies. Didn't even lie to them. I just said, I'm here visiting the Hillbillies. That's the Bush's club. They said, are you a member? And I would say, no, I'm visiting. And I did go visit their camp. They weren't there. They were off getting drunk. And you could laugh at the ritual there in 2000, 16 years ago. It's in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And during the ritual, with over 1,000 worldly powerful billionaires and others, movie stars, you name it, watching them do the Moloch ritual. People say Moloch is you know, a bull, not an owl. This is all interchangeable. It really is a bull if you look at it. It's a horned owl slash bull. They burn a child in effigy to it. Those men were in religious ecstasy. I grew up a Southern Baptist slash evangelical slash Methodist. We would go to all those churches because my grandmother and my dad's side was a Methodist. His dad was a Baptist. My mom's family was Southern Baptist. So I went to, we also had evangelical churches we went to. I haven't seen ecstasy people in religious rapture like I did at Bohemian Grove. And I, with Mike Hansen, who was there with me, simply said, my sidekick at the time, Mike now does a great job in private business. Got to have him on as a guest sometime, but he's so humble. He's seen it all. I said, this is very interesting. And those men looked at me like they wanted to tear my head off. They were there just like the ancient Jews, in a good way, but this was a bad way, wanted to go to the temple and have the priest go beyond the veil to relieve them of their sins, to have the blood pass over them so that the judgment, the angel of death, wouldn't get them. That was what I was seeing, and they even talked about Faust. It was a mix of Faust, Canaanite, Babylonian, Druidic magic, Men in Power, a political retrospective written by the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. He says, we have our own groves we do rituals in. I have blow-ups of the book in the film. The book's back there on the bookshelf. But guys, I think it's back on that bookshelf in there in that room, in that studio. And he says, but I love the rituals at Bohemian Grove, and more gets done with the Trilateral Commission and CFR there. And then they admit in mainstream news it's giant gay orgies, homosexual orgies. And so you need to understand it's all about rebellion against the order of things, and it leads to destruction. And I'm not here at some level of hating gay people. It's that historically, whether it's Sodom and Gomorrah or the fall of Rome or now, that is pushed at the center of it. Joel Skousen, final comments on this deal with the devil, then I want to go to some phone calls.
Well, it works by the lure of immunity at the top, immunity against the chains of hell, and at the lower levels, immunity against earthly sins by controlling judges in Congress and other aspects of law enforcement.
As above, so below.
That's right. At various forms of control, and that's very important to have the control of the judiciary. So this system is not going away. At best, what we can do, I think, is to try to build a resistance movement, and that's why, even though I don't believe that we're powerful enough to stop them, I think that we have to educate as many people to build the remnant which God will inspire to resist. And ultimately, I think the second coming comes to stop the satanic control and to take it down. And then they will know that the promises of immunity do not hold, and that they will, in fact, experience the chains of hell. But really, they do. It does drive them tremendously to have this promise of immunity. It's very, very effective. You're seeing it all through history, and it's we're watching it at this very time.
God is a just God and gives us all these blessings, our wonderful consciousness, our free will. Everything good flows out of God that created reality. Anyone who has their head screwed on halfway straight feels it, knows it, sees it. And I've had experiences that are private. I won't even get into on air. It's real, folks. The enemy knows that. How could these people not know that Lucifer is the counterfeit? They believe Christ is the counterfeit. How do they not, in their very soul, know it as prima facie, Joel?
It doesn't matter if they know it or not. I mean, Satan knows what's real. He still fights against it. And that's the point. When you get a history, a backlog of sin, and one of the point I wanted to make, the reason why the gay agenda is so important to this globalist agenda is because part of the lure is to have dirt on people, to control them, to tell them, look, we've got this and this, so you're going to do what we ask you to do, or we will reveal these things. And then they get deeper into it. Once you get deep enough into it, in these kinds of sins, and they love blackmailable sins. Homosexuality used to be the ultimate blackmailable sin. It isn't as much today, but it still is significant. They use that to cause people to say, look, this is your best choice out. It doesn't matter if you know that hell is coming. They're promising them immunity from that, and that's an illusory hope that, in fact, lures a lot of people in. It does work.
So they just do it out of fear.
Yeah, fear of the two bad choices, you know, admitting and what I'm doing is wrong and taking the consequences, or the promise, the illusory promise that somehow someone's going to give me immunity and there I can keep going in the same direction I can do and get rewarded along the way with wine, women, and so on.
Well, there is a thrill in sin at a certain level, but then it always gets really scary down that road. Again, I'm not up here on some high horse saying, well, you know, the fake church up there acting foolish and attacking everybody, which actually drives folks away. But clearly, you know, aborting our children, this whole anti-human agenda, we can see where it leads. It's just, it's hellish. And it seems to me hell is almost of its own making. I know God judges us, but at the same time, to me, hell is just a place where all the bad spirits who resonate towards that go, and that's what makes it hell, is that the parasites, the vampires, don't have a God's creation to feed on. It's almost like a phantom zone that they're being sent to. I mean, what is your idea of hell from a biblical perspective?
Well, I think that there really is extreme suffering in hell. And, you know, the reason is, it's like you didn't learn the lessons of earth through listening to conscience. And so you're going to get the extreme pain of consequences all poured onto your mind, and it tends to purge out of people. In God's own mercy, it tends to purge any desire to do those things again because they remember the pain. And that's what I think hell does from a godly standpoint, is help the people purge those evil desires because they experience the full pain. And remember, the entire concept of satanic-driven government is to exclude people from the pain of their consequences so that they aren't judged, so that they do, you know, they get immunity from things. You can see that God needs to give consequences and pain that we might learn, if only by, at the end of this world, through the chains of hell.
It's pretty heavy stuff, and whether folks believe in God and the devil or not, as a group consciousness, it is manifesting, and the world elite do follow Luciferianism. And then their minions are Satanists. It's just, it's hardcore. Chris, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Thanks for holding. Then we'll go to John, Mario, Alex, and Ian. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Skousen?
Fine, thank you.
I have a quick question. I'm a college student here in Liberal, California, you know, and a lot of my colleagues I've noticed aren't really, you know, that educated, unfortunately. And I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything, but, you know, the education level here is, like, really dumbed down. And, you know, it's ridiculous. I live over here in the midst of what's happened with Jade Helm and everything, and, you know, it's pretty scary stuff. But, you know, my question was for you is, what do you think about, you know, the whole Edward Snowden revelations and whatnot? Because my colleagues, when I told them about it, they couldn't care less. I mean, they don't even know who their governor is, let alone the vice president. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, the Edward Snowden revelations, and I think he's sincere, by the way, I think that they're the most significant revelation because it gave the mainstream world at least a glimpse into the fact of this total awareness spying program that the government's involved in. And Snowden didn't even know half the picture. I mean, they've been spying on everyone and everything for years, even before 9/11. It's very, very significant, and it's a good test for people. If they aren't concerned with total spying of people, it's because they've been told it's just metadata, that it isn't the content. Let me tell you, it's impossible to extract the metadata until you have the total content. They've got it all. And you have to understand the reason. The reason is eventually to take down dissidents. You know it can't be for terrorism because terrorism is mostly a controlled government operation. So this is a litmus test to me to see if people have a good conscience. They should be concerned. If they aren't, I don't really deal with a lot of people who don't sense that something's wrong. I only concentrate my efforts on those that are at least aware enough to sense that something's wrong.
I was about to say, Christ said, knock the dust off your feet. It's not that we don't love these people, but when they laugh at us and they show that spirit of contempt, it means they're probably too far gone. You need to move on to those that are receptive. That's where you want to plant your seeds, is in the good soil where it actually bears fruit.
Definitely. You know, I bought my laptop to school one time, you know, do a presentation or whatnot. People were asking why I had tape on my webcam. You know, they were ridiculing me for it. And, I mean, I explained to them why, you know, because of the whole NSA thing, and I told them what was going on and everything, and they couldn't care less. They used that whole false straw man argument about...
Well, sure,
you know,
they think denying there's a problem controls reality. They're very childlike. Joel Skousen's our guest. Joel, can I push you on for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, worldaffairsbrief.com. Thanks for doing that. Thank you, caller. John, Mario, Alex, and others. We're going to come back and rapid fire go through your calls. So be ready with your questions or comments straight ahead. Back in just a few minutes.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.org. He's the editor there, is our guest. I'm Alan Jones. Let's move quickly through your calls. John in Texas, you've got a question for Joel. Go ahead.
Yes, my question is, I'm a black male. I speak Spanish fluently, and I just bought, I went down and got some property down in Panama. I like Joe's expert opinion on Panama. I'm just really concerned. I love the country. I'm just concerned about China and Panama with the Panama Canal.
Well, it's a good question. You ought to be concerned. I've spent a lot of time in Central America, including Panama. It's got, you know, perhaps the best banking ability for Americans, even despite the new shutdown of most, a lot of banks in Central America aren't dealing with Americans anymore, but you can get service in Panama. You've got to remember, though, that Panama is not a principled country. It'll make a deal with anybody who plans to bail them out. That's why they've made their extensive deals with Red China. China is intending to take the Panama Canal, and that means occupying the country someday. What I'm telling you is that all of the expat experience about the nice, cheap, easy living in Latin America, especially Central America, won't hold up during a wartime scenario. The tourist economy will disappear. They'll be in constant deficit. I think they'll confiscate American bank accounts and perhaps American property. So I think while you still have a few years to enjoy that, you ought to make plans to come back and strategically locate in the United States. And you might reference my book on that. But
absolutely. Joe, let me ask you a question. Is there anywhere in the world you think is better than the United States?
No, not for Americans especially. Americans can blend in here. We're going to lose our liberty as a nation, in my opinion, but there'll be pockets, large pockets of resistance, especially out west, where a lot of the good people will migrate after and during war, and there'll be majorities, new majorities formed that I think will be able
sure.
to resist.
I mean, the preppers are the people that see it coming. Thank you for the great call, John. And just by the source of our economy, and we'll build new little societies. Let's talk to Alex in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Salutations, Joel. Alex, I have two questions. First question for Joel is, I've heard Alex answer this one, but what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole?
And you're talking about the globalist conspiracy?
Well, where does it all end with? You know, is it just Satanism, as Alex says, or is, you know, where does it all get to the bottom of it, you know?
What's the end game?
Well, you know, the end game is total control without you realizing that you're under total control. In other words, sufficient crises so that people yield up their sovereignty and their free will, and keeping you in constant crisis so that you will continue to do that. But ultimately, Satan is interested in the corruption of the soul. It is a satanic agenda, and that's why he's not content only for control. He wants corruption as well. That's why he's working on Hollywood, literature, you know, books, movies.
And you can see the acceleration. They're now in major newspapers saying pedophilia is not a big deal, and you're basically a pedophobe. I mean, they're really, there is no bottom of the pit. Thank you, caller. Appreciate that. One last call, and I'll come back to the other callers. Joel's got to go. Mario, you're our tail gunner with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Joel. Just want to say I'm huge fans. Me and my girlfriend, we're at Cal Jam. We just love the energy you brought. People are waking up. There's no question about that. Joel, for you, people are waking, you know, to the atrocities that our government are part of, but some are still worried about questions like conspiracies about inflatable balls in the NFL. But they don't want to believe that there's evil people controlling the government. What would you say to that?
Well, that's a big question. First of all, you've got to remember that there's a lot of phony conspiracy theories put out there specifically to discredit true conspiracies.
Cass Sunstein admitted that White House plan.
Right. I spent a lot of time for brief debunking what I consider the false conspiracies, and they're all over the place. There's a lot of conspiracies talking about imminent nuclear war because of Ukraine. It's not going to happen. Russia isn't ready yet. And they're going to get people tired of who buy into that and run around with their like a head with their cut off, claiming that nuclear war is imminent. When it doesn't happen, then when the real threat gets close,
sure.
nobody will listen.
Well, look at how we never said martial law this summer, that it was training for that and part of a long-term conditioning. They never quoted us or linked to us. They just said, we said imminent, you know, war, takeover this summer. So when it doesn't happen, they'll write articles and say we said that. So obviously that's their agenda.
And then even in the economy, we've had people, notable people from Peter Schiff to
John Williams
and Gerald Celeni for the past 3 years predicting imminent collapse. And they don't understand, sure, the economy in the free market should collapse, but they don't understand the power of the powers that be to keep things going and to not do that.
Joel, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
We're on the march.
We'll be back.
The Empire's on the run.
I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Joel Skousen has left us, but I will continue with Ian, Tony, Roger, Mike, and others' calls. You can make your comment or your question or ask me the question. I have a bunch of news I've mentioned, but I want to get back into some other reports we haven't hit yet. I want to play a special report that Leanne McAdoo filed on the Hillary Clinton email scandal, because it just shows how they're above the law. We're going to tie that into Senator Robert Menendez, indicted on corruption charges, but not Lois Lerner. That's all coming up. But before I go any further, free shipping. That is a big deal. We already have discounts like 10% off, promo code WATER on all the water filtration systems, a bunch of other specials as well. Too many to list them all. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out InfoWars Life, made in 1776. The newest arrivals, the hottest items, health and wellness, coffee, the Seed Center, privacy and security, high-quality shortwave radios, Patriot apparel, and so much more there at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsLife.com. You can find all the great longevity products discounted with 30% off when you sign up for $10 to be a distributor. And you can also get free shipping when you buy there. They have the biggest discounts on longevity products, period, at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to sign up to become a distributor as well. InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. Find our proprietary products at InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com is the products that are longevity. I had surgery yesterday, and I've had a lot of energy until now. And I am exhausted at this point. So bear with me. This is teleprompter free. I have become very sleepy. I couldn't go to bed till like 1 o'clock last night, even though I had surgery yesterday. And I'm not really taking the pain meds they gave me. I'm taking a half dose, but I don't know, a half dose of the pain medicine they gave me. I feel like I've had like 2 beers, basically. But it's good to be back. It is exciting to be on air. And praise God that the surgery went well. Now that I just won't be too active, I won't bust any of the internal or external stitches on this hernia surgery I had. But I tell you, I'm just so excited to be rid of this thing, hopefully, that the pain is a welcome respite from a piece of intestine sticking out of my stomach. I want to get to all the news, but again, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, and of course the big mega main umbrella, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you haven't tried the Oxy powder, one time I called up the nanny and I said, hey, remind me to give the neighbors some Oxy powder. They were asking for it. I'm bringing some home today. If you see the neighbor, because my kids play with their kids, you give them a bottle of Oxy powder. She goes, Alex, I didn't. Are you supposed to give people OxyContin? And I said, I've never taken OxyContin. I said, it's Oxy powder. There is a case of it that I'm bringing home. Give the neighbors some. Oxy powder, a higher form of oxygen. All the science is on the website. It's time release. It's been out for 15 years. People in Hollywood take it. We have it discounted directly from Dr. Groove. It's the only thing we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. This is something that's proprietary to us. It's so good. We sell it at the same price or a dollar lower than he does. There's about 3 different rounds of it. There's about 3 months of it. If you just take it for like what I do is I take it for 6 days once a month, and you'll lose, well, do lost 12 pounds in 1 week. He was already skinny and not fat. He had a tiny pot belly. Well, it wasn't fat. He had a six-pack, but it pooched out. That was 12 pounds of crap. Excuse my French. But 12 pounds of detritus, and it was unbelievable. He went up to 7 pills a day. That was like 3 days. It wasn't working. He started taking more, and it was just, you might need 2 pills. You might need 7-8 pills a day. There's enough to do it like 3 times, 3 months of it. And I need to remember, I haven't done it in about 2 months. I did it for a month, so I guess it's been, I get confused. I did it like 5 months ago, did it like 3 months. I guess I did it a month ago. And then I only did it for a 6-day run and forgot to do it again. But then I'd already lost so much weight that I took the photo last Friday. We're going to put out an ad soon. So even though I didn't even fully do it, I didn't fully follow everything I said I would, I still increased the amount of supplements because I'm always forgetting. And I went from maybe doing my supplements religiously 3 days a week to about 5 days a week and lost even more weight. So it's just amazing. And if you can just make yourself use it, the iodine and the Oxy powder and the Secret 12 and the vitamin D3, winter sun, and just all of it, it's life-changing. All of it synergistically together. But the biggest step to change your life is the iodine and the Oxy powder. Those two things, try those. If they don't blow you away, you've supported the broadcast, you've heard the rave reviews. And then I believe it will help you. 99% it does. And then you'll try the other products, and it's a win-win-win. We fund this operation. You put fuel into the tank for us to take off the ground and go over the enemy territory and bomb the living daylights out of them with info bombs. Let's go to this report by Leanne McAdoo, then back to your calls, and then a news blitz straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Heart 1776. Did you know that?
are four things I want the public to know. First, when I got to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department, because I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and for my personal emails instead of two.
Nope. Turns out that first statement is a lie. Not only did just weeks earlier Clinton admit to using two phones.
The big question. Okay. iPhone or Android? iPhone. Okay, in full disclosure, BlackBerry. And a BlackBerry.
The Associated Press obtained State Department documents showing Clinton emailed her staff on an iPad as well. And obviously, an iPad is a lot bigger than a second phone. So Hillary Clinton's excuse that she needed this for convenience shouldn't trump national security. Now, not only do we see Clinton mixing personal and work chats, here she responds to an email update on drone strikes with some interior decorating questions. Plus, it seems like she can't seem to figure out how to use her iPad. Seems competent. Let's make her president.
Second, the vast majority of my work emails went to government employees at their government addresses.
You'll recall that it was actually the hacker, Guccifer, who revealed Clinton's private email address and the fact that she seemed to be running her own secret spy network. Three men were involved in her private intelligence gathering efforts. They were feeding her intel on, among other things, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Now, the State Department pledged that they turned over all documents pertaining to the Benghazi investigation.
We went through a thorough process to identify all of my work-related emails and deliver them to the State Department. At the end, I chose not to keep my private personal emails.
Not only did Clinton set up her own private homebrew email server in order to control the flow of information, but it turns out Clinton actually wiped her server. She admits that she destroyed the electronic copies of her State Department emails on this private server after the State Department subpoenaed those emails.
She basically told the congressional investigators what they could do with their letters and with their subpoenas. She could have taught Richard Nixon a lesson.
So it's definitely not looking good for Hillary that she wiped her server. But then again, we are talking about a woman who was fired from the Watergate investigation for being unethical. Are you ready for Hillary?
You know the old joke, how do you know Hillary Clinton's lying? She's breathing. I mean, the woman is just a complete lie. It violates the Open Records Act that's part of the National Security Act of 1947. But across the board, the federal government is in a revolution against the law and not responding to 4 years, you name it. She used unrestricted, unprotected, it violates national security laws, felony. Petraeus just did a plea bargain. People are going to jail for this, okay? There's so many crimes. A, she absconded, used fake emails, used pen names, did official business secretly, has been caught lying, violated Open Records Act. We need a report, Hillary caught red-handed. Proof Hillary Clinton is a criminal for emails. I mean, just show it. They had press conferences admitting a gun-running program, Fast and Furious, before it ever even came out. They said, we're running this, and they said they never heard about it. And it was Big Sis and Holder and all of them up there on TV. And no media picked that up but us that I know of. I mean, it's a joke. But again, her brainwashing is targeting people that live in the Twilight Zone. Now, I want to go to your phone calls, but let me hit some of these news items here. Senator Robert Menendez indicted on corruption charges for $700,000 in campaign donations and lavish vacations. I mean, this is something almost all of them do. He's a horrible globalist anti-gun, slimy guy with a lot of other dirt, but you notice this is all this internal fight. He's backing Israel, and then Obama isn't. I mean, I thought this was all fake, but starting to indict people over stuff, I don't know. Menendez charges put Iran legislation in doubt. Hillary Clinton makes it hard to follow the money at the Atlantic. State Department found four emails about drones sent by Clinton. Yeah, first he said it was official business, then it wasn't. As if the State Department can, quote, authorize her, and then it's okay. Well, Obama just authorizes opening the borders up outside of law. Continuing, Garcia, running against Emanuel, blasts the rise in murders and shootings. But he's anti-gun, too, so it's, again, two peas in a pod. That's just some of the news on that front. D.C. gives up ban on carrying guns in public. Washington, D.C. will drop its appeal to federal court ruling that overturned the city's ban on carrying handguns in public. Attorney General Carl Racey announced Wednesday. So good news there, but they still, 6 years after D.C. Heller, haven't fully backed off. But we are on the march. The empire is on the run, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, former Blackwater gets rich as Afghan drug production hits record high. They were paid $569 million to, quote, eradicate it, and then production went up 13-fold. Yeah, it's on Fox News. They love the drugs on the C-130s and fly them here. When your kid, your teenager gets caught with it, they go to prison. After Snowden, the NSA faces recruitment challenge. Folks don't want to join the NSA because they see it as criminal. In a way, that's bad, though, because then only bad people will want to join it. I mentioned this, but I wanted to cover it now. University requires students to apply for free speech permits. How liberal. You have to get pre-approved what your speech is at Polytechnic in California, in Pomona. Joe Biggs wants to go to California and cover the water shortage and get into geoengineering and how Nessie and others have a monopoly on the water and don't have to pay for it. Yeah, he might want to drop by this university, too, and hand out flyers and have them on tape saying you can't do that. This is the type of, there's been a bunch where you can't hand out constitutions. I mean, you can go to communist China and go to a university and hand out constitutions. You just can't hand stuff out criticizing the communist government. And that's bad. I mean, these are not liberals. These are authoritarians. And this is what's being taught. That's why we have to engage in our free speech or lose it. Everyone at that university should go out, and everyone at once should hand out flyers of whatever they want, of just gibberish, just to make the point. You know, put a monkey in a typewriter, have it type up whatever. Literally, that'd be a great stunt. Here, monkey, here's a typewriter. We'll give you the banana, just type. Monkey goes crazy, types gibberish, hand that out. Oh, sorry, we've got to pre-approve this. I mean, that is just, Nazi Germany didn't do that. Just if you put something out they didn't like, they might come after you. I mean, this is North Korea level. And it's going on at our liberal universities where you pay for a degree that's going to be worth less than Burj Khalifa liner. Simply amazing. Oh, liberal France banning cash. Oh, it's so liberal. Zero hedge. A couple NSA stories. How big business is helping expand NSA surveillance. Snowden be damned. And it gets into big business. All the big ones, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, all helping work, get the data and share it. Oh, yeah, it's a race to get all this. It's a revolution against freedom. Suit. Facebook faces facial recognition technology suit. They say it violates Illinois' privacy laws. Yeah, you walk by these kiosks they've got in Illinois and Texas and New York and all over the place, and it face scans off a database. Even if you didn't do it, Facebook goes and grabs your face off LinkedIn or off when you were on TV, off the DMV, and then it checks it in the DMV database and then now flashes ads at you. Remember 15 years ago, whatever, Minority Report came out with Tom Cruise? I said, folks, they already have that in Japan. They did already have it. Again, more on this. House members target Patriot Act with Surveillance State Repeal Act. Very exciting. That's going on. Another report here. Monsanto donates money to save the same butterflies they're killing. The monarch butterfly, along with honeybees, is declining massively, and it's been linked directly in studies to the 90% reduction in them to Roundup and glyphosate. But don't worry, Monsanto is giving $4 million to fight it, to fund their own research, to probably claim Keebler elves or Easter bunnies did it. U.S. Defense Secretary, we might bomb Iran even if a peace agreement is signed. We want peace, but the military-industrial complex wants war. That's up on InfoWars.com. Look at this little sniblet. UK, all babies should receive meningitis vaccine despite package insert warnings. Safety and effectiveness of Bexsero have not been established in children younger than 10 years of age. Vaccine insert states has a lot of serious problems. Meanwhile, police, black men who beat up train passenger for Mike Brown not charged with hate crimes. So black folks go out and beat up white folks in racial attacks, they're not charged with hate crimes. Again, they don't need to be charged with hate crimes. Charged with regular crime. The cops are saying that, but it's like the guys that drugged that black man to death in Jasper a decade ago. They made a big thing in the media saying they were not charged. They were given the death penalty. They weren't charged with a hate crime because it wasn't applicable. There was no hate crime legislation. But they ran a hoax on the news going, they murdered him and no hate crime. But they would never mention on the news they were given the death penalty. We're going to go to break, come back and talk to Ian, Tony, Roger, Mike, and others. We'll have to go into overdrive to everybody, but we will get to everyone straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, back from my hernia surgery. Praise God. It was hurting so bad already from having it 14 years. It really gotten big. I feel like I normally did. So the pain I'm going through is nothing. And thanks for your prayers. And very, very exciting to be getting better. Again, it's the best of times, worst of times. Mainline medical science has a lot of good things in it, but it's the globalists influencing it with Obamacare to take it over that's so bad. There's good in the world. There's bad in the world acting in parallel. We have to recognize that and use our free will to change the world by our choices. I know that's elementary, but I want to just keep restating it. Look what you can do telling friends and family and others about the show. You're doing it. We're exploding, and the enemy's taking notice. We'll be back.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
We got to move quick. Ian in Florida, thanks for calling. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
All right, brother.
Hey, just want to put some pieces together. You talked to one of your callers touched on last week that chemtrails are being used to dry California out, essentially.
I've talked to meteorologists, and the geoengineering going on off the coast is to block water coming in and raining down and getting over the mountains. Yes, there's clearly weather warfare going on.
Well, it may be more than that. It's actually drying the state out so much that it's actually geologically increasing in elevation. Have you read the reports on that?
No, I've not. I mean, I know that there are a lot of formations around the country that are rising right now. I know Yellowstone is rising. The Super Caldera is due to erupt. Now, in the scheme of time, it's due to erupt the next 1,000 years. But they some say it could be imminent.
When you decrease the pressure on magma or lava, it increases or it changes its physical characteristics. Now, when you decrease the pressure, it causes the lava to be more fluid. So they may be trying to...
Sure. I'm not a hydrologist or a volcanologist or a seismologist, but I do, in general, study that, and there's just a lot of earth changes going on. Why don't you do a video on a report? We ought to look into that. Thank you so much. I want to get some more seismologists and others on. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Alex. There's so much going on up here. I'll try to break it down as succinctly as possible. Attorney General Kathleen Kane, which is a typical run-of-the-mill social climate Democrat, actually, in this case, is the good guy. And I can't even believe I'm saying that. What we had up here, if you'll remember, is the Jerry Sandusky child rape case, which was connected to Penn State. And
absolutely. It's a giant pedophile command base, yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, the attorney general that took over from the attorney general that was in charge when that case broke, her name is Kathleen Kane, and we had up here back in the fall called what was called Porngate. And it basically was, at the time, floated in the media as government officials sharing porn on government computers. But then what ended up happening was a man named Supreme Court Justice Seamus McCaffrey, a 33rd degree Freemason, was brought down and had to resign in disgrace because of this. And then the infighting between Kathleen Kane and the
sure, I remember seeing this in the news, but I'm not in Pennsylvania like you or Pennsylvania. Tell me exactly what you think's going on.
We got to help her. She went to CNN stupidly as a Democrat. She went to CNN and said that there was child pornography in the emails between the government officials. This, and unfortunately, those of us who are awake didn't pick it up. It's my fault. I didn't pick it up because I thought she
okay, it's okay. What happened?
She is now being taken down by a district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, whose husband is...
All right, well, we'll look into it. You should put it all in... Again, everybody needs to... When you're in an area, write an article or do a YouTube condensing it all together. I want to hear more, but we got to jump to at least one more caller here. Roger in Ohio. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was have been one of the people that have prayed for you also.
Thank you.
And the other thing I wanted to, I have also thanked the Lord that things went well for you. I think we always ask, but we never thank. And we need to thank. The point that I wanted to ask Joel was, I was told by a son of a former, of a retired nuclear physicist that an EMP is only temporary and it doesn't really knock out everything. I mean, it knocks it out temporarily, but everything comes back.
Now, well, some stuff conks out, some stuff gets fried, but I do think EMP gets overplayed some, man-made. I don't think a Carrington event, a mass coronal ejection that hits the Earth, will blow out large portions of the satellites and ground systems. Undoubtedly, I think that's the real threat. The stuff about Iran and North Korea knocking us out, that is ridiculous.
The other thing, Gog and Magog go into Israel, and if that is the case, then I don't think the elites are you know, we're not here. I see the grid going down, I hear you.
All hell's breaking loose. The elite are digging in. It's crazy times. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. God bless you all, and thank God.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for all your blessings in the midst of this. I mean, you've made us a place amongst our enemies. Thank you.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.